Trumos Perakid Aleph Mishnah Dalit 11:4. We're going to talk about stems of fruits. There's all Masechet called Masechas Uktzin, the Masechet about stems. So it's a topic to discuss. In the context of our Mishnah here, we're considering whether or not the stems have the status of Truma like the fruit. So almost all fruit stems are utterly inedible. They're just basically wood. They're part of a tree. And they definitely aren't food or fruit. And just like the tree doesn't have Truma status, just the fruit does, the edible part, so too the stems are just wood and inedible and have no Truma status. But certain stems, while not normally eaten, essentially are borderline, and you could eat them if you want. Most notable and most familiar to us is the stems on figs. So we have, like, say, a dried fig. So, you know, like the end you often don't eat, but you could if you want to. It's sort of like borderline edible. So the question is, what's with those stems? And the Mishnah says, Uktze te'enim, if you have stems that are attached and, like, borderline edible stems that are attached to your figs, ugrogros, that's dried figs, vaha klisim, whatever that is, some other kind of, perhaps another kind of fig, or other kind of fruit, vacharuvin, charuvin are carobs, some know it as buxer, anyways, carobs are delicious if you get them when they're fresh, shel truma, if you have your carob or your fig that was a truma carob or fig, the stem, Asurim Lazarim, remains forbidden to a non-Kohen, meaning they have Truma status and a non-Kohen may not eat those stems.